Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. The most recent press conference, basically, of Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, after they had their last meeting discussing what they want to do with interest rates. And I'm recording this here just around Easter weekend. So the meeting happened about a week ago. And now the reports came out and what they actually said and also what they discussed. And what's also interesting is they always come out with what's called a dot plot. Now that that sounds like a little crime syndicate coming up with something, but that's really not the case. So what they're basically doing, you have to imagine they create a table where they say, okay, what are we planning to do in 2024, in 2025, in 2026, and then beyond 2026. So they're looking a little closer this year and the next 2 years, and then also make a prediction beyond that. And the dot plot means, if you look at interest rates, they have on the side of the table, they say, okay, let's say 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 are the interest rates in percent. And then at the meeting, they ask basically every member of the committee, where do you think we will be at the end of 2024? And one person might say 5%, the next person might say 4.5%, the next person might say 4%. So each one of those statements of one of the members is one dot on the table or on the chart, right? So they asked for 2024, then they are in this last meeting, and they do this every meeting. And then after the meeting, the so-called dot plot comes out. So they asked for 2024 in the meeting, in this most recent meeting, then 25, 26 and beyond. And what came out of it is basically that the majority of the members of the meeting of the committee have voted, basically, when you look at the dot plot, that they think interest rates will be slightly below 5% at the end of this year. And just so you know, right now they are between 5.25% and 5.5%. So for most cases, I would say just go with what we have right now. At the end of the first quarter, 24 is 5.5%. The majority of the members of this committee think it will be a little bit below 5% by the end of the year. So some people say like 4.75 or so. Then the majority of the members said, we believe that at the end of 2025, so end of next year, it will be at 3.75%. And then at the end of 2026, we think it will be pretty close to 3%. Why am I even bringing this up? For one, I want to obviously inform you because what the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, that's what it's called, FOMC, is ultimately determining what is the rate, the interest rate for money that a bank or a mortgage lender is borrowing from the government. And so they get it from the government and then they basically, quote unquote, sell it to us for a mortgage or a loan, right? Now, these rates that I mentioned are the rates that banks would basically give to us as a mortgage. And you typically have to add right around 0.5% to 1% if you get a mortgage that you actually have for your own house. So if you look at right now, the current Fed rate is 5.5%, and mortgages you can get right now is between 7 and 7.5%. So kind of like 2% extra. And that's what the banks make as their profit. If you ask yourself, how do the banks make profit? Right. They basically buy money from the government for 5% and they sell it to you as a loan for 7% and they make the 2% as profit. By the way, if you think about that, that's like a 30% profit margin. Right. It sounds like 2%, but 2% on 5%, 30-40%. That's their profit margin. So if we as investors actually want to get some of those monies for our mortgages, for investment mortgages, they add another percent. So if right now you go out and say, I want to buy myself a new house, you probably pay about 7.5% on interest rate for a mortgage. If we together go out and buy a property that we want to have as an investment property to rent out to people, we would have to probably pay 8.5%. Now, why do I bring this up today? Why did I want to make an episode on the show about this today? if I basically take these numbers that these dot plots had voted for, then that would mean for us as investors, we would probably look at 8 to 8.5% of interest rate for a new mortgage right now. And by the end of 2024, if these dot plots would actually come into reality, we would get down to 6.5%, then down to 4.75% by the end of next year, and to about 4% or so, slightly above 4% by the end of 2026. Now, anybody who has been following our podcast for a while knows that for the last 18 months, I've said, I think it's going to be between 2 to 4 years, most likely about 3 years, until interest rates are down far enough so that it really makes sense to refinance. Why is this relevant? Well, think about it. If we find one of our curated properties and we talk about it and you decide you want to make that investment, when we curate a property, we always make sure that from day one, you will make a little bit of cash flow, positive cash flow. That means after everything has been paid, you're still making $150, $200, $250 a month. And normally in the past, these amounts were higher because interest rates were lower. But with the high interest rates, if we pay 8, 8.5%, even on a really well-working property, making $200 positive cash flow on day one is actually a good deal. But, and here comes the interesting thing, if we go 3 years forward to the end of 2026, and let's say the Federal Open Market Committee is actually true, it's actually happening like they say in their last meeting a few weeks ago, then that 8.5% mortgage could be refinanced for 4.5%. And if you think about it, a 4% difference, how much does that mean in money in your pocket? So I ran a few calculations with properties, let's say around $190,000, $200,000, $250,000, right? And if the interest rates go down from 8.5% to 6.5%, that means about $200 extra in your pocket every month. So you would go from $200 to $400. If you wait 1 year following this dot plot and you wait until the end of 2026, assuming these predictions come true, then you would go $400 more into your pocket. And that's not considering that obviously in the next few years, you would also increase the rent. That's assuming the rent remains the same. Why is this relevant? You might say, well, as soon as the interest rates come down, I want to refi. But here's something to consider, and I am going to share in our newsletters and articles in the future a little bit more information about this, because some people put down a really, really nice calculator to say, when is it actually worth doing the refinance? Because you have to keep in mind, to refinance, there is some cost associated with it. The lender, even if it's the same company that you got your original mortgage from, is going to charge you fees to process everything. They probably want to have another appraisal for the property and on and on and on. So this calculator that I used showed, taking all these things into consideration, the refinancing probably costs about between $3,000 and $3,600. So go back to the example that I said, where you get $200 in your pocket if you refinance under these conditions at the end of next year. If it costs you $3,600 to get those $200 a month, it basically is going to take you 18 months to get those $3,600 back that you paid for the new mortgage. And then you're making these $200 really in your pocket. If you wait 2 years, basically till the end of 2026, you get $400 in your pocket. The cost for the refinance will still be about the same. Let's say it's $4,000 instead of $3,600, right? But then it doesn't take you 18 months. It's only going to take you 10 months. And then you're making those $400 a month directly, literally in your pocket. Plus what you made in the beginning, the $200 that you had when you bought the house. So it's $600. Plus if you wait 3 years, you probably were able to get the rent up by $100. So your total income out of that property would be then $700. But it's important to remember that the refinancing cost needs to be looked at in comparison of how much more do I get in cash flow. And if you get $200 now, well, let's say next year, and $400 a year later, then obviously my recommendation, because the cost to refi is not going to change that much, you're probably better off to wait. And what you definitely don't want to do is refi end of 2025, then interest rates go down another 1.5% or so until the end of 2026, and then you have to refi again. Because then ultimately, if you really look at it and you paid $7,000, it's going to take you several years before you're really back in the green. Right. So that's so important why you need to actually have a mentor and a coach, why you should actually work with us, whether you already have properties or not, because these are the little intricacies that very few people tell you. And it really oftentimes depends on who you're going to talk to. If you go into a bank because you on your own got some kind of an investment property and you ask them, hey, I heard the Fed has said that they're going to come down with interest rates. Should I refi as soon as that happens? Guess what? The bank makes money. They get the $3,000 to $3,600. They would always encourage you, sure, when the interest rates come down, let's refi. Right? And when they come down a little more, let's refi again, because that's how they make money. So we want to really work together with you. I really want to encourage you to work with us. Let's sit down, make informed decisions, really look at all the variables and what the stuff that is happening in the economy relevant to residential real estate really means for you, for me, or for all of us as investors. So if that resonates with you, if you say, wow, this is really important to know and I wasn't aware of that, then I want to ask you, one thing to do, one action to take is please go to idealinvestorshow.com and look around where you see a button that says book a call and let's have a complimentary conversation about what you really want to do, where you are, what you've been doing with your money, how you would like to invest it and what you like to see in the performance. And then we can discuss how I can help you with that. But the one thing is for sure, if you don't want to do it with me and you don't want to book a call with me, definitely if you want to do investing, then please seek somebody who has the experience, who has the network, who has the relationships to really take you by the hand and guide you. I would love it to be, don't take somebody who makes money on your investments. Take somebody who is looking at the overall picture and wants to help you. And really, really important is doing the same thing. That's why I always say we are unique, because I'm investing constantly in properties. I'm in the process of doing the things that I'm at the same time teaching anybody who wants to join our tribe and our community. So I hope it's you. I hope I have a conversation with you soon. I will see it on my calendar and I look forward to it. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.